Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Here in this Perek, we'll talk about finding lost objects and mahlokot, fights that come with them. We'll talk about two people who come to the Bet Din and they're holding an item that they both claim that they found. Each one is claiming that they were the first ones to find it. Mishnah says, Shinaim Ohazin Betalet, two people showed up to the Bet Din and they were both holding on to the same talet, to the same garment that they claimed they found in the street. Ze omer ani mitzatiha, veze omer ani mitzatiha. First man says, I found it and I picked it up, I took possession, it's fully mine. And the other person says, no, I found it, I picked it up first and it's mine. Or another variation of the case. Ze omer kula sheli. Two people walk into the Bet Din with a garment, with a shirt that they both claim that they bought in the store. First man is saying, I bought this, it's all mine, the owner sold it to me. And the second one saying, no, it's all mine, the owner didn't sell to you, rather, the owner sold it to me. Here we're talking about a case where two people were shopping in a store, they both wanted to buy the same shirt, they both gave money to the store owner, but the owner agreed to one of them, but he didn't realize or know which one of them he agreed to. He doesn't remember that detail. So therefore, there's confusion, and both people who wanted the cloak or the shirt are claiming that it's theirs. So what do we do in this scenario, in both of these cases? Zei shaba she'en lo ba pachot mihatzia, vezei shaba she'en lo ba pachot mihatzia. The first man swears that he owns at least half of the garment, and the second man also makes a swear that he owns at least half of the garment, v'yachloku, and they split up the shirt, they divide it equally. That's what we say. If it's not possible to physically cut up the material that we're dealing with, they would do if they could. But if not, then they would sell it and divide up the money. We're here talking about a situation where they're both holding it, number one, and they're both in equal possession of it. If one of them was holding it and the other one was not holding it, then that person who was holding it is called the muhzak. He's the possessor of the item, and he would be the one who has the rights to it. But here, they're both holding on to it, so therefore we say they're both in possession of it. So since they're both in possession of it, and we don't know who's the rightful owner, we say that each one of them is going to receive half of the item because they have no ability to prove that more of it is theirs. Since they're both holding on to it equally, we can make the assumption that they own it together, and they're both 50% partners in it. So we both give them 50% of it each, but Hachamim say, ve'achloku, that they have to split it equally, but they also have a swear, like we mentioned. The rabbis required them that before they take anything, there has to be a swear that they own at least part of the item over here. We're nervous that if we don't make them swear, then people are just going to grab onto items and bring them to the Bet Din and claim falsely that it's theirs. So the rabbis wanted to make sure that before we give anything to them, that they're going to swear, because we want to know that they really believe that it's theirs. If somebody is forging it, somebody's faking it, and he's showing up to Bet Din with something that he doesn't really believe is his, he's going to be reluctant to swear. Ashrechem, the Jewish people, they even don't want to swear falsely, even when they're involved in a crime, even when they're involved in theft. So that's the idea over here. We make them swear in order to make sure that they do have some sort of credence to their claim. We'll now have another case similar to this past one, but a little bit of a variation. Mishnah says, Ze omer kula sheli, veze omer hatzia sheli. Two people are holding on to a shirt that they found in the street. One of them says, this entire shirt is mine. I picked it up first, and I took ownership of the whole thing. And the other person saying, no, half of the shirt is mine. Why? Because we both lifted up the shirt from the street at the same time. So therefore, we both are partners in the shirt. Ha'omed kula sheli yishaba she'en lo ba pachot mishlosha halakim. Halakha is, the person who's claiming that the entire shirt is his has to swear that he owns at least 3/4 of the shirt. Ve'ha'omed hetzya sheli yishaba she'en lo ba pachot merebiya. And the one who's claiming that half the shirt is his has to swear that at least 1/4 of the shirt is his. The first person who's claiming that the whole shirt is his takes 3/4 of the shirt, and the person who's claiming that half the shirt of his takes 1/4 of it. The reason behind this is, since the first person is claiming, or the second person is claiming that it's only half of his, so he's basically relinquishing his claim on the other 50%. So 50% goes to the other person. They're only arguing on the second 50%. And therefore, since they're only arguing on that second 50%, we say that they're both holding on to it. They're both seemingly holding on to the same possession of it. So therefore, they divide whatever they're holding on to, whatever is disputed, in half. So the second half becomes divided equally, 25% to one, 25% to the other person. And then the first person who claimed that the entire shirt was his, he already has that other 50%. So you end up with 75% to the first person and 25% to the second one.